Rabbi Yochanan Sora, Mer Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sora. Rashi brings down Nismecho Misa Sora LaAkedas Yitzchok. The Tanchume, לפי שעל ידי פסורה סעקדו שנזדם אל בנו בשחיתו הוא כמעט שלא נשחת פורחו נשמוסו ממנו במס She died because the עקדו לפי שעל ידי פסורה סעקדו שנזדם אל בנו לשחיתו וכמעט שלא נשחת פורחו נשמוסו The Sefer Melitzirisher brings down that, so why Avraham Avinu managed? Sora did not have the koyach. It's different nuscho is how to explain this Melitzirisher. Not that Sora was not oyved. Sora Hashem never gave it this nisayon. The Sultan just had to take her neshama anyways. So he showed her what is happening and she died. Because she did not have the koyach of the nisayon. Not that she was over and did not listen to Hashem. She couldn't handle it, so she died. And again, so it was not brought to her. It was only brought to Avram. The Sultan, instead of killing her with his knife, killed her with that, but giving her the message. But what the Torah is trying to teach us. Avram Avinu, Hashem gives him this nisayon, so he has the koyach to pass it. Someone does not get this nisayon, she doesn't have the koyach. Other the Pshat Hashem gives the koyach before the nisayon. Other, if Hashem sees the person does not have koyach, he doesn't give him the nisayon. There's two ways to say it. Chiddush Arim brings down on the Gemara, Ilu nagidne lechananya mishol v'azara v'palcho letzalma. They jumped into the fire, but if they would torture them, would take a peeler in the mashal, start to peel them, then they would mishtach v'letzal. They jumped into the fire. Give them all the credit. Don't start to say what they would not do. You know, you see a guy is learning 12 hours. Yeah, but I know if outside would be a sport game, he's a very chosher guy, he would go. Chas v'shalom, no Jewish bacher would do such a thing. But, okay, but before he became a bentayer, when he was a shvacher guy, yeah? So if it would be a sport game, he would go there, yeah? Now he's a good boy. Why do I have to say if he's a shvachim boy, he would see a sport game? Well, I say, yeah, the guy sits in his yeshiva, but if he would be invited to the Waldorf, he would go to it. Yeah, why do I have to mention? Why do I have to say the weaknesses of the guy, where he will do that with his honor, where he will slip? As I think the Chiddush Harim, Zogdi the Chiddush Harim, the Gemara wants to teach us. Why the king said, as the king wanted to show that he's the king, yeah? So why he said, if you don't bury the Tzelem, I'll throw it to the fire. Why he didn't tell them, if you don't bury down, I will peel you. I will torture you. The king wanted to show that he's the strongest. And the Gemara says that they would only be strong to jump into the fire, but they would not stand in the Nisoyen. No, sir. The answer is, Val, they cannot be oimed in the Nisayon, so Hashem does not bring that Nisayon to a person. So he put in the head of the king, tell them to jump to the fire. He didn't put in what is impossible. Lelamdeinu, every Nisayon that we get, we could pass. Because if we can't pass, Hashem doesn't test us in that Nisayon. Remember this clause of the meditation. Sometimes it looks impossible. It's not impossible. Because if it will be impossible, you will not be tested. So I can't. But you can't. You don't want it. Don't say you can't. Say you don't want it. Say the Rav Tenenbaum was the head of the Bala Yeshivas. It was a bacher that got a tfisa, and the whole story was Erev Yom Kippur, and Biskirov called him to go to take them Shnele, now they build buildings, but there was an army base, go to speak to the guy. Potom is closed. Achel of Yom Kippur, the country is closed. Motzi Yom Kippur, I'll take care of it. It's the Mekelish. Don't call me Mekelish. Say Mevilnish. Achel of Mekelish. Don't say Mekelish. Say Mevilnish. Okay, you went to the place. Mamash met the general. He's about to leave the place. So there's a story with a soldier where he was arrested and that. So he said to me, he said, okay, this is now, it's Yom Kippur, we can't do nothing. Once you give a call, I'll take care of it. He said, don't say you can't, say you don't want it. Yes, I'm screaming over this. He said, I'll tell you what I was told by the rabbi. He said, listen, it's Yom Kippur, we're talking about. You know, you're Jewish. Skrov is considered number one by the four people. If you were going to sit, I'm getting him to promise you a good year this year. 5 minutes before Liz mentioned Yom Kippur, the moon was on. There's no I can't, I don't want. So the Torah is teaching us. Avraham and Sarah. Avraham was given, Sarah was not given in his son. I want to explain. If you get a heart attack, there's no need to not to get a heart attack. It is not expecting you not to get a heart attack to hear news. Or if the son decides to kill you, he will tell you news that you can't handle. You go back. Say, I'm sure. It's not only so. But when you feel I can't learn now because I can't, Hashem doesn't give any sign that a person cannot be able. Pasuk is mamshik. Vayomer Avraham lispoy lesor velifkus. We see in the parsha. The chof of Nifkoisa is very small. It's called chof Zahira. Chof Zahira. So there's a lot of explaining why the chof is Zahira. But the Mefarshim bring down that Avraham cried a little bit. Not only that, it was first Lispoy Lesoro and then Belifkoiso. Rav Shach explained, Avraham Avinu did not want that people would think that he's crying and his own loss. He wanted people to understand that he's crying and the loss of the Isha Hashuv. Made that the Lifkoiso was small and the Lispoy is before the Lifkoiso to show that Avraham Avinu, what he's missing is the Soro he made. Chazal tell us, Asoro Nisyonis Nisnaso Avraham Avinu. If you learn of the Rishonim, the last Nisoyan is, he comes back. Saul is dead, Nifter, he can't find a kever, he's dealing with Ephraim, Arbamoy Shekel Kesef, Oyver Lasoichel. And Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael, and now he has to buy it with such a price. And the question is, so what? It looks like Avraham managed to afford it. Yeah, Avraham was Shem Berez Avraham Bakol. Overcharge. It's very, very upsetting, very frustrating. Avraham Avinu Shecht Yitzchak was masking to Shecht Yitzchak against his he waited for this kid against his emuna. The Sultan says Zokein. Later everyone will say Shoyfech Damato. You're having it wrong. After he'll be dead, it'll be too late to fix it. Overthink it, go back. You can do it tomorrow, wait. It's no way back. And he did, he was masking to do it. Festin he said, I taught Alam all in my life, when you want to test something, you know, they want to test the building, if it could be strong. First they put 5,000 pounds, million. They check, yeah, how strong the building is. Right? You want to check if a car runs good. First you do a little bit, you do it quicker. You want to test a person, easier, easier. Then you test them the real fast in his side. You fast up wrong with the fast in his side, now the smooth in his side. So what answer the Mephoshim say? Kozman Avraham Avinu was climbing up the mountain. You know, a person could climb a mountain, hold on to stones, he could manage. But when you get to the top, to stay on the top and not to lose balance, Miyale Behar Hashem, Abel Miyakum Imkoim Kotcho. a lot of bochum, they steig, they get married. They climb, and then some people climb in America, come down to Salt. Everyone has where he feels they're ready. He got to the place, and then he starts to fall down. So the man of Avraham Avinu, the other Nisyonis were like trying to get places. This Nisyon was one pshat. The Velt says another pshat. The Moshe, I will tell you now, Rabbi Yisrael is a gzeira. You're not allowed to learn, and if not, to kill everyone that is learning. But don't worry, tonight, minus two, will be double doors, we learn it. Everyone will be there. I'm telling you, it's a night, it snows sometimes, 2 feet. Shachis, everyone is in Shachis by the morning. I see it every time. The fest of snow, like a terrible hurricane, everyone will manage the Shabbos to be in the shul. But if it's a little bit temperature, a little bit, you know, cold weather, no one comes out. Why? A fest in Israel, everyone is there. There's a bachur in Yeshiva, today's one of the Chashuv Tamil Chachom. Remember, he came 15 years ago. His parents didn't want him to come to Yeshiva. He lived a whole maisa, he's middle of the night, he ran out, he came to Yeshiva, since we told me to accept him in. I remember the FBI sent to get me, because they had a video how he's leaving the house and they came like it's a cult, it's more than me like a court case, there's a cult here that pulls kids from America. He left everything, he came to the mirror to learn. After 3 months, he didn't manage. Anyway, the whole story, but why he didn't manage? He managed to fight. To fight his parents, to fight the world to come to learn. But to fight the bed every morning. To fight the guy that schmooze outside was hard. So sometimes the nisoyent akeda lech lecho shlach es yitzchok shma bekoilo urkazdim. But you come as frustrating. I was told that it's all his mind, little arguments with a taxi driver. That sometimes are the small arguments. My parents, guy could find everything. Yeah, it's kosher. Everything he keeps. Yeah, but what's with his parents? It's a bit hard for him to handle. Yeah. Because that is like a daily nisayon. Not to say Lashon Hara on the room, it doesn't work out. So then the last nisayon from Avraham Avinu, right, was Pachin Ketanim. But the Pachin Ketanim sometimes it's hard. It's a summer flush. But I want to say a vote that I heard from David Povalski. David Povalski said the following vote, and it's a beautiful vote. He said, Avraham Avinu comes back from that gate. It's not that he felt $1 billion, right? Not a billion. Akedah, Adam HaSholem. He comes back, his wife died because of the Akedah. Now he doesn't have a place. No, like a guy, he helps a friend of his, and because of that, he loses chabrusas, he loses everything. Yeah, he's like so frustrated. He did the right thing, and because of that, he lost everything. It's like not fear. It's not fear. Here's the feel, it's not fear. I was so nice, now I've got beaten up. Not fear. Was a mocking that Avraham Avinu, when he came back from the Akeda to feel, I did Ratzon Hashem, the Mesirus Nefesh. I lost the wife because of that. This is what I need now to handle where the carry. I can't get a place where to put her. It could be a little. So how Avraham managed it? So I heard a Givaldi Kazakh. We read last week in the parsha Avraham Eliezer, Shmuel, and Yitzchok to go to the Akedah. Shvu lochem boim achamoyim amadoyim lechamoyim v'ani v'ana. Avraham and Yitzchok are walking to the Akedah. Vayelchu shneim yachdo. So Rashi, Yitzchok doesn't know that he's going to be Shech. Avraham knows. Yitzchok is very happy. We're going to Shech. Ratzon Hashem, you know, Kabbalas, the way to Beis Hamikdash. Avraham was the same happy like Yitzchak. Vayomer Yitzchak lo aviv, ha'etzim ma'acheles, ha'yase, vayomer lo yeloikim yire ha'aseh b'ni, vayelcho yachdom. Now Yitzchak knows. Yitzchak is happy like Avraham. But Avraham was happy like the Yitzchak before he knows. This is a drasha. So the first Yaakov Avram is happy like Yitzchok, and then Yitzchok is happy like the Avram that was happy like Yitzchok. And then it says in the parasha, they did the Akedah, and then they walk back. And the Orav, they come back, Yitzchok and Avram to Yishmol and Eliezer. So we have a Mesoiro, and Rashi's Einikol asked him, what do you say Pshat in this Yachdo? And we have a Mesoiro that Rashi told him, Nu, what Zogsta? And we have a Mesoiro that he answered Rashi, what is the Mesoiro that we have? Now we have a Mesoiro that he answered Rashi, Avram came back from the Akedah. You would think, Avram, Yitzchok, Shmuel, Eliezer, like little pitchkes. No. I think after the morning, when Avram went in the way, he didn't feel better from Eliezer and Ishmael. Everyone David Shachris. I had a Nisoy and I did it. I'm a regular person. He didn't take credit. I mean, someone here is taking credit that he took put a tefillin into them. I hope not. I hope everyone put up, yeah? But if you would be now on a campus, Beach Miami, yeah? And you're the only one that put on tefillin, you feel like $1 million, right? So why you don't feel? Because you understand, put on tefillin is a normal thing, right? This Shabbos, you will keep Shabbos, you feel good about the Shabbos. Wow, I didn't smoke Shabbos. But you know, you have guys that, wow, right, called the parents, you know, first Shabbos I didn't smoke. Because the last parents, okay, so now for 2 weeks you go to Las Vegas, yeah? Why? Because everyone, Lefi, where he's low, he feels $1 million. Avram Avinu, after the Akedah, he didn't feel different. Vayelchu Yachdov. He met Ishmael and Eliezer. I did my Akedah, I did my duty, and I'm back. This is the reason Avram managed when he came back, and it was frustrating. Sora died, and there's no cave to marry her. So you have to take care of it. It's one of Avram Avinu. And that was the last Nisoy, and it's lynched and connected to the Akedah. To see after the Akedah how you machshiv the Rotzon Hashem that you did. I want to machshiv from this world to another world. It's a very shver chazal, very shver chazal in Medrash Rabba. ואחריק אין קובר אברום סורו הדור דכסיב רואיד את צדוקו בחסד רואיד את צדוקו זה אברום שגום על חסד שקובר סורו אומר שמול בר יצחוק אומר לקדוש ברוך הוא אני גומל חסודים אתו גומל חסודים and the cash is חסד קובר סורו אימנו אוקיי חסד של אבס Well, Avram Avinu, I remember last week he was very busy with the guests. He was really a goyim al chesed. I didn't see the medrash was so excited about it. This week the medrash chazal, Avram was goyim al chesed. Okay, obviously that 400 shekel kesed was a story. Yeah? Obviously it was a different way to do it, and it was very hard. Even though when we read it, it doesn't look so hard. It doesn't look so frustrating. But obviously it's a kind of frustrating, a kind of hardness to do it, obviously. Because if not, so that could be a derech hapshat, to answer a little bit that the Nisoyim, obviously it was a shtickle Nisoyim to get it, and obviously, but Ramot Chedruk Zatzal said a beautiful vote. He says, it's the first time that Avram did chesed with his family. Again, I'm not saying this vault. It's a vault of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I will say that in a second I'll read what the Rebbe Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. But I'm saying Remot Chedruk. So I'm giving permission. He's allowed to, I'm saying, oh. He said it was once one of the Gdoilim had 10 Choshevus kids, Talmidim Chachomim. He called them 2 days before Pesach to a very important meeting. Serious. So there's an almana here in the neighborhood. She's not managing for Pesach. What we could do for her? The first guy said, I'm cleaning the whole house. The second guy said, I'm doing shopping. The third guy says, I'm laying out for Pesach. I'm a son of the Zachar. when they finished, he said, Rabbi Yisrael, there's no almana. Everyone to go to his own house and to do what he said he's going to do. Chesed for outside is easy. Chesed for inside, it's impossible. Famous guy that was the handy guy, you know, he came home, it's a famous story, and his wife told him that his neighbor, she's complaining, you know, she can't pick up the blinds in the bedroom, it's, the tris is closed, for 2 weeks she can't do it. He came in, it was before supper, he said, okay, before I eat supper, I'll just go to do it. So she told him, the third bedroom, please. Before supper, please, before supper, yeah? Every day he comes, I'll let it eat supper, then I'll take care of the house, right? But the neighbor, before supper. The same thing, brothers, the same things in private, friends, family. People don't realize it. You don't realize it. The Gemara says in Makis Chof Dalet. Makis Chof Dalet. המקרב אס קרויבוב. מקרב אס רחויקוב. צריך לפורש שמקרב אס רחויקוב על הלו פיפול. So the chesed that Avram did to Saul, we don't understand. I'm saying what Rav Druk says. I'm saying I'm not. Was kivyochel, Avram for sure did it with all of the chesed what it means. But that was a bigger chesed. Chesed to your own family is a bigger chesed. By us we don't do chesed to our family. We do to our family business, meaning to say, we help our wives when it's worth it for us. We help our brothers because we're one team. But when it's not neged to help my brother because he's my brother and we're one team, when it's a fully chesed, then it's hard to do it. Chai Baloshev brings down, Yeshno bnei yodo, asher mitivim im zuloso, voisim chesed im acheir, ulo, אם נשיסיהם ובני ביסום אינו מטיבו וסריכים לימחו אלוהי מר שבבום לביתן של מלו יפתו לכם שער יגן עדן כזה דביגת בעל חסד אבל אוי להם ואוי לנפשו כי לא יודו ולא יבינו שיחל מייסי החסד שלהם הבל ורוס רוח כי ברוי שבראשינו יש לעשות חסד עם אשתי ובונו ואני אהיה חוקו עם מי. ורק אז יחשו לו החסד אשר אוי שאי מחר. ורק אז יחשו לו החסד עם מחר. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. ערב פסח he's busy giving out the קמחה לפסח but never helps his mother to drink the פסח. And every street I get such a phone call. Sometimes I get 3 in 1 built. The sun is until 12 o'clock, he's giving up Kimcha Pisa. Really, it's not even a chesed, I'll tell you why. Because the Kimcha Pisa will be given out, I promise you. You have to fight to get them to drive the car, yeah? Legs off. Everyone says he's such a good guy about it. So his mother is not helping. I'm not saying you have to be in the mother the whole day. Now don't get me wrong. The person doesn't realize. So Zonja Motratu, that was the Oimek. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Askilcho bederech tomim, mosai tovo yolai. Hisalech betoim nevivi bekerev beisi. When it's inside your own house, the person has to measure himself. Chesed. So when we ask, we say, yeah, Avraham Avinu Achnas HaSorchim, this is the Chesed. Why the Medrash is in the Kvura of Soro? But obviously it was a Chesed here. So we're not going to know what was the Prat of the Chesed. If it was an Nisoyan, obviously it was two ways to do it. And, you know, obviously it was what they handled there. Now we live in Chazal. But the Orchim, the Shlish Lamila, with the Gan Zazach, for sure it was very hard. You right? But if this and that, the family chesed is the one that measures if you're Baal Chesed. So again, sometimes you help your family because it's not because you're Baal Chesed, because it's your own family. We'll go back. This is over from Reb Chaim. Avraham Avinu calls Eliezer, Eved Avraham. And he tells him, Ashbiach o imtikach isho lebni, ibnei saknani. So Reb Chaim said, the Welt has a meaning, they come to a city. That's the where you eat. Everyone could eat, yes. We eat here, and that restaurant, everyone eats. We eat in this place. But that guy, he makes the bread, it's okay, everyone eats here. Come to Yerushalayim, we eat, and that hotel, everyone eats. Everyone eats, the whole flat machine's there. Yeah? Everyone eats it. That is the place to eat. But when a person has to invest money, he doesn't trust what the oilam say. He goes to jail. He says, Eliezer Eved Avraham Hamoishel B'chol Asher Loi. Eliezer ran the whole property. He never asked him a question. He asked him, listen, I need a shirk for my daughter, but go to that family. They say, no, don't marry her here. Make a shvuah. You trust the guy, he's your right-hand man all of your life. Doilo Mashi Eliezer Eved Avraham. No shvuah, nothing, full trust. Came to the shidduch of Yitzchok, make a shvuah. We're the opposite. Comes the Yiddishkeit, the Welt says you can eat there, it's okay. He sells outside yeshiva, for sure it's good. But when it comes to Mamanis, when we saw Salander said over a story, he came once to a place, he saw had a big beard. He met the Yid, the guy asked him, actually, Mr. Sheikh? Okay. The other day Rabbi Saul goes over to the guy, you could borrow me, I need a ruble for a week or two. The guy says, I don't know you from no corner, you know, I'll give you a ruble. He said, you wanted the same on my shechita, you wanted the same on my mile. But for the ruble, you're not same on me? And then Rabbi Saul Salander explained it. Person has to know, a Yid, the Welt says, okay, the Welt says it's Kedai. No. From Mamanus, you check exactly. It's a good Yulan, it's a good season, it's a good place to go back and forth. There are 10 people, you're sure. There's a vault of Rabzist, full of him that I want to see over. One vault of Zalman Sarotsky. Zalman Sarotsky brings down the Givaldic vote. It says, when Eliezer goes, Vayikach Asoro Gmalim Migmale Adoino. So the Meloshad Shvel, for sure Migmale Adoino. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Vayikach Asoro Gmalim. So in Chazal, you could see at them that they belong to Avraham Avinu. They had them, I don't know how to say it in English, something like that, yeah? So they had it on the mount. So you saw that they belong to Avraham Avinu. Frank developed a kasha. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir, Chazal say, right, there's a story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir, that the Ganovim took out his chamoy. Moses, Ravun and Rabbi Yeshon Rabbi, Lohoyu Gmaro shel Avraham Deinim lechamoy shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir? They Frank the Medrash. Moses, the Gazlonim stole the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoir, and it was 3 days, he didn't eat nothing. So, why? Because they bought from Amiratzim, and so B'meil was a shayla from Maisa, was Dmai. So then the Ganovim asked him, but Aloch is you allowed to eat Dmai? Only a person, Chazal goes to Dmai, and a human being, but animals are allowed to eat Dmai. So Pichas Yair said, Mai Chamor is a Machmir. That's what he answered him, Mai Chamor is a Machmir. Father Yosef every time when he spoke against the people that are machmir. He would say, "Amachmir, chamo." That was my Amachmir. Holy God, Amachmir, chamo. But we call him Reb Pinchas ben Yosef chamo was a machmir. So Frank Medrash asked a kasha: Shalu Ravune, Rabbi Yirmiyah. אמרו לה, הרי למתנו של בהם המותר לאכול מהמאורץ. אמרו לה, מהעשר וחמור ירימחן. So, Frank the Medrash, so why he had to close the Zmanim from Avraham Avinu? The animals. וחורה, they were not eat from the gezel. So some say that the חמור doesn't eat tevel. Because it's chefte de Yisur. Gezel is not chefte de Yisur. Yeah, I mean, the chamor, every time when he eats, you have to go to the service of the Lulavagos, yeah, I don't know exactly what the chamor there, Gav, the Kol Mokoyim, Zogt, Reb Zalman Sarotzkin, beautiful. Avad, the chamor from Avraham Avinu would never eat in the Gezel. But people will see the chamor of Avraham Avinu living without a mamon, I call it, yeah? And they will say, Mr. Tom, they're going to have a good time soon. And they will think that Avraham Avinu is gone. This is Chilul Hashem. Baruch Lama Zag on Friday, he learns in his dir the whole morning. But people don't see him in Bis Medrash. Chilul Hashem. Guy goes away to Shabbos, the place he's not allowed to go. Even if he behaves good, no excuse. They just see him on the bus, it's really Chilul Hashem. They're just seeing davening there, it's a Chilul Hashem. They're just seeing eating there, it's a Chilul Hashem. It's like a 24 hours Chilul Hashem completely. Even if he's behaving, even if he didn't speak to someone else. Ain't lecha Chilul Hashem gadol mizeh. Avraham Avinu is chamorim was mezumomim, even that they were makbi. The Brisk is answer, a different answer, that even if my chamor doesn't eat, I'm not allowed to trust my chamor. If my chamor will not eat like a Pichas ben Yoyah, but I don't have a heter to let my chamor to go and to be samech on his tzidkas. Yeah, I think this also could be an answer. The Pasuk is mamshich. והיו הנערו אשר אומר עליו שתה וגם לגמליך אשתה והנה רבקו יויצוס והנערו טויבס מרה מאויד בסולו ואיש לא ידו. So if she's a בסולו for sure איש לא ידו. So רשי שתה עוזמת. So רשי איש בסולו מכדרגו ואיש לא ידו שלא יכדרגו. The Medrash Rabbah brings down a different pshat. The spawn also brings it down. But then the Shrab for sure brings it down. Only the Medrash. The Ish lo yado. Zog the Medrash, ve'ish lo yitov alo. No one even wanted her. It's a lechuz, nishkin az ha'ashvach, yeah? Zog the Rebbe Meir, you know, Rebbe said, I never heard such a nice word in my life. A person that is a tzaddik, no one disturbs, you know, the flies come to the garbage. Someone comes, you know what I could do? The guy stopped near me and said the shmuz to me. A mesh up here. A guy says, what I could do? Everyone that passes nearby is shmuzes to me. They don't stop the people that they don't know that will want to shmuz. No one disturbs you. The oilam call me to go out to town. They don't ask. They ask someone to go, the one that is holding you. If they approach you, you're in a problem. The flies come to the garbage. That is the club. If your friends offer you, come with us to Shabbos. We're driving away for the Shabbos. They don't go to Choshev Bach and they ask them to come. If they ask you to come, you're in a problem. You mean you're a shvach guy. The maile of Rivka is, she was Yifas Toya, but no one sat up with her, no one thought that she will mess up with someone. So first she's Takeh Psula, no one was an answer. Yeah, Takeh Psula, you know, there's bad people that could do without. But the Ishla Yado, no one even wanted to start up with her, because they knew she knew she's not in the Negea. And you like come over to me, it's hard for me to learn about Tishabes. My wife wants to go out to eat. The wife of Adriash never asked to go out to eat. The wife of Pagnieska never asked to go out to eat. If you ask to go out to eat, we have to know what to do here. So a person can measure himself where he's holding as the fee how much someone is asking him. Says, I'll say two volumes on Rivka. Vayikach ha'ish nezem zov beka mishkoloi shnei tzmidim al yodo asom zov mishkoloi. Rashi says beka lagulgoyles shnei tzmidim shnei luchay sabriz asom zov remez la'esar asor adim. Everything is grace in Yon. But you know, his meaning is Rivka, he's putting and giving, everything has to be merumas in the Yon. Can't say. So, for sure, it says that Yitzchok was Toiro, that Yitzchok is connected Shavuos, Avraham is connected Pesach, Nosa Sorochim, Yaakov Nosa Sukoiso, Kabbalah Sotayla is in Shavuos, Pesach. But it's brought down in the Sforim that Eliezer was really merames that you have to give presents. This beds are, you know, this is the shidduch. A lot of people like even make shidduchim in drushes this week. I heard different minhagim in different places. Yeah, but Avram, and one of the ways you give presents to the girl. But you have to know that the gashmius is for Torah. So what he gave her, everything was the merames the Torah. There's no gashmias for gashmias. Gashmias for Torah. So I want to finish with a vault. It's a shalfer vault, but it's a nice vault. Belzer Rebbe would say. It says he gave her vayitza eved klekesev klezov of godim vayiten l'rivka. He gave her klekesev klezov. He gave her begodim. I'm saying over the vault. Don't ask me, but I'm just saying it over. He gave her begotten. But he knew what would be her size when he left her. So how he gave her begotten? Was maybe he bought like a heavy size. Like a trailer. So this can kashi, you know, it could be in the old days they just like wrapped themselves in the zahar. But as the Rebbe said, he bought clothes, doesn't make a difference what was the size. He told her, these are the kind of the clothes that by Yitzchok. Fits for you or doesn't fit. He wanted to explain to you, you're going to marry Yitzchok, I wanted to tell you what kind of clothes are in the family. These are the clothes that by Yitzchok, these are the clothes that we're going to have. I'll finish with a vault that I heard from before in Kiev. It says, Hinei Rivka lefonecho kach velech kasher diber Hashem. Perek Chof David Posuk Nun Aleph. I heard from before in Kiev. It's 500 years ago, one of the G'dayli Asfardim took out a Sefer. And written in the Sefer, Hashem told me like this, and I was learning, Hashem told me like this, and Hashem told me like this. So all the other Rabbonim took out of Cheirem, you're Novi Sheker, Hashem never spoke to you. He said, I mean, when I learned, Hashem told me, Hashem was opened my eyes, and I happened to tell us from Kiveigas Kashi. Yeah? Hashem opened, yeah. So it was a big machlekes. So he bought a raya. Besuel, and love, and his mother told Eliezer, Rivko lefonecho, kach melech kasher diber Hashem. Hashem never spoke. But we mean, when we see something works out, we see kasher diber Hashem. So the father of brother Raya, that this is the way you talk, is no chisorum. So the Ashkenazim answered him, no. It says, shloishim yom koinim yitzira sablad, is blasploini leploini. They meant kasher diber Hashem, and the Yetzirah Zavlat.